Hey, it's Kim Commando Today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to commando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it.
Those are the ugliest shoes.
That's too far. It's way too far. This is the most plain of all the designs I've purchased. It's just gray.
I just don't think that comfortable shoes are attractive. I mean, look at my shoes. These right. are nice shoes.
But they also look comfortable.
They are comfortable. They are.
And those are attractive as well. See? You just...
Maybe I'm jealous.
You are. There's no maybe about it.
I'm just jealous. I'm jealous that you get to wear such
awesome.
Attractive shoes. Yes. So everybody's all excited about these Stanley Cups.
What Stanley Cups?
You know, the cups. You know, the cups that people are carrying around.
I know what a Stanley Cup is, but is there a new one, a new design, a new color?
No. Apparently that there are lines of people that are just like waiting at Target to buy a Stanley Cup.
Now, I thought the Stanley Cup trend was slowing down because people realized when you take off the top, how much like mold and gunk gets in there and that you have to like over clean them.
No.
But no, it's that was actually my Christmas bonus from my company.
Really? Mm-hmm. Was a Stanley Cup?
Mm-hmm. Jealous.
Well, you know, I am very jealous. You know, the reason why I'm bringing it up is that now on Facebook and Instagram and everywhere else is that people are selling pictures of their Stanley Cups.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A picture? Just a picture of it?
Yeah. For like $10, $15, $22. One guy on Facebook is selling an 8x11 printed photo of his Stanley Cup for $150 with free shipping.
Are these NFTs?
No, these are pictures.
And people are buying this?
Yes. I think so they can Photoshop themselves in, maybe with the Stanley Cup.
Or is this fraud? Are they thinking they're buying the actual Stanley Cup? First of all, it's confusing when we say Stanley Cup. You know what the Stanley Cup is, right?
Well, I don't really understand why we're so excited about a hockey game.
Exactly. Was that your joke?
It's my joke.
Okay. Because it's not a hockey game. It's a hockey trophy.
Oh, is it? Yes. Okay. Because, you know, I'm just so into sports.
Super fan.
Yes. Yeah. So you could be making money with your Stanley Cup.
Yeah. I'm just going to take some pictures of it. iHeartRadio Stanley Cup. Sell it online. I'll go cheap too. $30 a picture.
See, I actually thought that the Stanley Cup was a hockey game.
It's not. It's a trophy you get when you become the NHL champion.
See, it's a good idea that I just focused on everything digital in my life.
You are not a sports expert.
No.
To any time you try and make a comment about sports, it's just so far off from accurate. But it's fine. It's adorable. It's one of your cute quirks.
Yeah, it is a quirk. That's
You've
for
been
sure.
to multiple Super Bowls.
How many have you been to?
Zero.
Oh my gosh, you're kidding. You've never been to a Super Bowl? And I've been to like five or six?
Carry on, Commando.
Really?
Carry on.
All right. You know what? Next time I go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. You'll send me a picture.
I'll send you a picture of me.
Great seats.
At the Super Bowl. And on that happy note, welcome. It's Kim Commando Today, because after all, I'm Kim Commando.
You are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you are my co-host and friend, Andrew
Levinsky.
Yes. What do you have coming up today?
AI is at it again. They're trying to fool us again.
All right. That's good.
I have a serious question. I'm going to deliver the story to you. And then I want you to tell me how this is not a crime.
Okay.
What they're doing.
Perfect. I think that's good. But we didn't tell people to share.
No, you have to share.
Okay. You tell them to share. Because you know what? I always ask them to share. But you know, we should tell people that not just one person, maybe like I saw like somebody had sent me a screenshot and they actually shared it three times.
That is an overachiever.
Yes.
You know how you go on YouTube and you watch and the first at the beginning, it's like, hey, what's up, guys? Hey, thanks for watching the channel. Make sure you like and share. The reason why every YouTube video opens with that is because liking and sharing the post helps us.
Yes.
You can help us. It doesn't cost anything. It's easy. It's free, but it helps. It grows the podcast so we can keep doing this every single day.
I like the way you said, like and share. Like.
It's every video.
Okay. So we should say that. Just like and share.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. All right. Here are the top five things that are happening in tech right now. Now, this first story is very disturbing. Oh. You know, and I normally wouldn't like to start a podcast or even a show with something on a Debbie Downer note, but this is really interesting stuff. We talked about Gemini, and that's, of course, Google's answer to ChatGPT. And, you know, it's woke. Okay. You know,
correct.
Okay. They produced images of a black African George Washington.
Yeah. We actually showed that on the show.
Okay. An Asian woman and a black woman in Nazi uniforms. Mm-hmm. Okay. They have that. And you think that Google would shut it down. I mean, totally at this point. But they're saying, like, oh, we're working on it. So here's what's happening now. In a test, when asked if it was wrong for adults to sexually prey on kids.
No.
Gemini answered by referring to the pedophiles as minor attracted persons.
So I don't know enough about the technology to know if they're just finding that on the internet. I mean, there's groups on the internet that are pro-pedophilia. They've been around forever.
Right.
Is it just finding that and connecting to that? Or is it programmed?
It's programmed.
From the beginning, from the developers at Google, to say that that's okay.
I would think at this point that, of course, it probably sucks in a lot of bad information off sure. the internet. But there are human oversights. Where somebody should go in and say, this is morally wrong.
Absolutely.
This is horrendous.
Okay. Didn't Alphabet stock take a hit because of the bad news with their AI product over the last 2 weeks?
Exactly. Then it refused to classify the act of pedophilia as either wrong or illegal.
Just disgusting, because it's both. It's factually, if we're just dealing with facts, it's factually illegal. I mean, if you want to say pedophilia is not wrong, that's not a fact. That's your personal opinion. You're disgusting. But
yes.
That's your personal opinion.
Right.
But fact is, it's illegal.
Minor attracted person.
Where is this coming from?
Crazy.
So gross. And this is where all that, I mean, there's so much online from, you know, far right wing political groups that they all point to the political opponents as, you know, child predators.
Here we go.
This isn't helping.
Google. You'd think that Google could do better.
You'd think?
I mean, you know, for as massive as this company is, okay, all the billions of dollars that it works, and this is the garbage that comes out.
Well, wasn't their slogan when they started, like, do no evil?
Oh, yeah, they got rid of that.
Oh, okay.
They did.
Obviously.
Here we are. Okay, moving on to SpaceX. This is exciting news. It's going to launch, they say, by August 31st. Is that they have, you know, they have all the satellites out mm-hmm. there and Starlink internet access and all that good stuff. But now they're going to do direct to cellular service. So what that means is that if you're in a place where you have no bars, mm-hmm. Remote areas, is that now if you're on T-Mobile, they're going to be the first ones. No modification needed to your phone, is that you'll be able to text via space.
Now, that's awesome. But is this A, something I'm going to have to pay for to have access to this? And C, will it just automatically do it? Like if I'm in a 5G network on I use Visible. And Visible basically uses all these different mm-hmm. towers. And if I'm in 5G, I get 5G. But if I go to a spot where older technology is more strong, it automatically switches. I don't even know what's happening. Is this going to be the same way?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Now, as far as paying for it, I think they're going to probably follow Apple's strat, is that with the new iPhone 14, 15s, is that you have the SOS signal. Mm-hmm. And that's free. Okay, but I think at some point,
you're going to get some kind of,
yes.
Or they'll just throw it on your bill. It'll be like the satellite upcharge, $1.99 a month.
So they're aiming for 840 satellites in the next 6 months, voice and data service by 2025.
So we're, what, 10 years away from having global cellular coverage?
Exactly.
With no matter what company you have, no
Wouldn't
matter
that
where
be
you
something?
Are. It's going to be great. You're in the middle of the ocean. I mean, anywhere, and you can still get bars like you described. It'd be awesome.
Be great. You know, we forgot to tell people they can comment.
Oh, yeah. Well, yes. We don't comment on the first story.
No.
Because if you have an opposing opinion, we don't want to hear from you.
Yes. If you're like, oh, I think Google's right.
No, thanks.
No.
But Maddie, the producer of the show, she's upstairs. She's monitoring all the comments throughout the show. She brings them down in the last segment. We read the best, the cream of
the
crop.
The best of the best. Okay. This happened in Hollywood Hills, a mansion.
Yes.
Okay. Became a squatter's dream. And you see an OnlyFans model.
Why are you using air quotes for all these words?
because an OnlyFans model.
Yeah.
Okay.
You mean a porn star?
We used to call them hookers. Okay. I mean, but now they're like an OnlyFans influencer.
Sure. Absolutely an influencer.
Right. Okay. But now they're a model.
Mm-hmm. She's staying in a place and won't move out?
Well, as it turns out, it was a vacant house. And it's a beautiful house, really beautiful. And it's staged perfectly. Okay. And so apparently she moved into this vacant house and a couple of realtors stopped by because they were going to have an open house. I guess they haven't had an open house for a while.
Okay.
And this person removed the mailbox, put up a new mailbox. And then when the cops showed up, because the realtors are like, somebody's living in this house. She's like, oh, no. This is my lease agreement. It was a fake lease agreement.
They let her stay.
No, they threw her butt.
Good. Yes. Well, normally people get screwed over by California and their squatters' rights and laws over there. Good thing they finally kicked someone out.
Apple is also in the news, is that they said they were going to have an electric car.
Haven't they been working on it for like 9 years?
At least 9 years. Project Titan. That mm-hmm. was the secret code name. 2,000 people working on this project.
For almost a decade.
Boom. Done. Out.
Now, what was the reason they gave? Because they just can't do it? Because it won't be profitable?
They couldn't make a car without windows.
That was perfect. That was great.
That's a good one.
I loved it.
All right.
It was natural, perfect placement. Didn't say, here comes my great joke.
I like when I have a great joke. You know, there's I got an email from some guy this morning. I'm sorry, I don't remember your name. And
It was Ted.
Somebody. And he's listened to the show from all over the world on Armed Forces Network.
Oh, cool.
I mean, this way, like, you know, Lebanon and Turkey and Japan and all these different places. And now he lives in Surprise, Arizona.
Oh.
Okay. So he's
not as exotic as Lebanon and Turkey.
Okay. But he had a joke for me.
Oh, did he?
Yes. And it was the worst joke ever.
So are we going to hear that in the second segment of the show today? The third?
I might as well just give it to you right now.
You have it?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, and it was so bad. If you ever get stopped by a police car in Surprise, Arizona.
Mm-hmm. This is very geographical specific.
The cop is going to come over and say, surprise.
Oh, it's not even a joke. It's like, it's a cry for help.
That's funny. All right. Finally, this is a great story. In Queens, New York, they are really short of home health care workers.
Okay.
And so they got a grant for $500,000 from the LISMA Foundation. I didn't look it up. But they are giving elderly folks there smart speakers. And it's called the NUGU smart speaker, and it's voice enabled, AI powered, all this other stuff. And so it will give out notifications to tell the resident to go ahead and take their medication at certain times. It automatically alerts the older adult's offsite care management team when the person goes quiet or they don't communicate with the smart speaker over, say, an hour or two.
This is really cool.
It's actually very cool. And this is a great story. And it gets even better because the guy's name, let me just spell it for you. His first name is D-O-O.
Do.
His middle name is S-O-O.
Sue.
And his last name is Y-O-O.
Do sue you?
Yes.
I love that name.
Do sue you.
Do sue you.
I know. I'm like, Matt even and I were talking about the story. I just want to talk about this because I like the guy's name.
Say the name.
I love his name.
This is about how great. I have a family member. This happened a while ago, but I had a family member who, 88-year-old family member, had a caretaker.
Mm-hmm.
Caretaker had a mental breakdown and just left.
Oh.
And the 88-year-old couldn't get out of bed. Didn't have her phone by the bed because sounds from her phone would keep her up at night and had to lay there all day long until someone just came home and said, hey, how you doing? And they realized the caretaker wasn't there and had to help. This would have saved.
Yes.
Okay. This is a great thing.
So here's what happened. And well, he's 70 years old, by the way.
Who is?
Do sue you. The AI speaker alerted his home care manager to check in when he stopped interacting with it. He got a call from the manager guy, and he said, yeah, I'm just not feeling well. And then suddenly, Dusuyu went unresponsive. And it turns out that he had food poisoning and then, like, he had an overdose of Zantac.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So, I didn't know you could overdose on that.
Me neither. He must have taken a lot.
Yeah.
So because of the smart speaker, the home care worker came over to the house and called 911, and now the guy's fine.
That's really cool.
Isn't that something?
Finally, technology helping us.
Yes. Let's give a round of applause for that.
Golf clap.
All right. So the shoes.
Yes.
New ones?
Yeah. This is my last new pair to debut for now.
I think one of the most unattractive parts of them are the shoelaces.
They're not really shoelaces. They're like rubber bands that are tied on the end.
Because you can't tie your shoes?
They're
Is that too much work?
Shoes. Did you tie your shoes this morning?
I have buckles on the side.
Did you buckle them or did you just slide your foot in?
I buckled them. I couldn't slide my foot in there without unbuckling.
Oh, maybe. Okay, I'll tape some buckles there.
Disgusting. Hey, we're so glad that you're here with us. Don't forget to like and share.
Easily. Hey, guys, please like and share the post, please.
Okay, do I have to do it like that?
Oh, if you want to be a YouTuber.
Okay. Hey, guys, can you please like and share? Because that would be so awesome.
Perfect.
I mean, like, we would, like, so, I mean, like, totally, like, love that.
Absolutely. Thanks for watching the video. Make sure you like and share.
You know, my niece actually talks like that.
Well, she could be a YouTuber because it's literally 99.9% of them.
And
wait a minute. How many days are left in the contest? In the giveaway? 2 days?
Yeah. You better enter now.
Seriously?
Yeah, for sure.
What's $1,000 Mac or $1,000 laptop?
I think I'm going to enter.
You're going to win too.
Something. Oh my God, I won.
Insider trading.
Yes. Go to winfromkim.com.
Thank you.
Winfromkim.com.
So we talked about ghost kitchens maybe last week or the week before.
Sure.
And it's basically a restaurant like a, you know, Bennigan's that calls themselves Breakfast Burritos Unlimited online.
Oh God, I love this story.
And then they, you know, they're selling you food from Bennigan's or Denny's or whatever the real kitchen is.
But the best one was, was it the hamburger from IHOP?
Yeah, or Denny's. Yes.
And it was like put out like as far as like Western States best burger.
Remember there was the NASCAR cafe that was actually just an IHOP.
Yes.
They just put a checkered flag wrapper around it. It's the same food. Well, now, according to a report, they're now using AI-generated images of the food in the ghost kitchen. So we have not a real restaurant using pictures that are not the real foods to sell you food on Grubhub, online, and DoorDash. How is this not fraud?
It is. It's false advertising.
But why are they getting away with it? Why is DoorDash not have, or Grubhub, I'm not want to leave anybody out, or yes, Uber Eats, why don't they have a policy that says any picture you post of the food you are selling must be the food that you are selling?
Because they don't care. Okay? They want to make as much money as possible.
It's fraud. It's downright fraud. I even have a problem with buying something from Denny's when you think you're buying it from the ultimate egg shop.
Yes.
But I can research that. Do we have some of the pictures? I think Maddie sent some of the pictures down. Yeah, that's an AI generated shrimp scampi.
That looks good.
Of course it does. This is not the food you'll be getting from Pasta Lovers. Also, you're not getting anything from Pasta Lovers. It's from, well, the sauce is in the middle of the burrito on that one. They should have double checked that one before posting it
online.
What
is that?
That's some sort of marinara sauce, seafood and marinara sauce. The shrimp looks pretty gross on that one.
Yeah.
But again, you're right. They don't care. They don't care what the images look like. They just care that you blindly buy it.
Well, I'll tell you what they do have a great policy about.
Which who?
I order really from either DoorDash or Postmates.
Okay.
Which is now Uber Eats. And I only order like, you know,
Once a day.
5-6 times a week.
That's all. Barely uses the app.
Is that when you're missing something, mm-hmm. you just have to make a complaint. Like, I'm missing the fries, or I didn't get like 4 shrimp and I only got 2 shrimp, or whatever it may be.
So now, based on this picture, could you complain that my sauce wasn't embedded inside of my burrito?
And now I want my money back.
Do you get it back?
Post-haste.
Whoa. You get your money back?
Yes.
Because I ordered from Uber Eats, within 40 seconds, canceled the order, and they took 80% of the money because the kitchen had already started cooking it.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, did you complain?
I did. It took me 2.5 hours to get a full refund. 2.5 hours.
Oh, wow.
It was awful. So what had happened was, my kids wanted pizza. There's this really good pizza place. It's called Jet's Pizza. Near my house. I don't like chain pizza. I don't think it's very good. I always shop at mom and pops. I go to Jet's and we order it. I realize that it literally was marked up 40% using it through Uber Eats. So I was like, oh, I'll just call and order it. Hit cancel, called the order into Jet's. And then I got a message from Uber Eats saying the kitchen had already started working. 40 seconds. If that. Is when I canceled this order. The kitchen had already started working and they were only giving me a 20% refund. You just say you're missing 2 fries and you get your money back?
I do. Exactly. I think because I order so much.
Probably. And I'm some sort of preferred customer.
And I have like, you know, I probably have like a good 5-star rating. And you don't.
No. I probably don't because I canceled an order after a millisecond. Such a bad person. Do you have a rating on Uber Eats? I know you do on Uber.
I'm sure there's a rating.
But it's not visible there. Like on Uber, you can go look.
Yeah, I have a 5-star rating on Uber.
Of course you do.
I do.
Of course you do. I bet you I do too.
Now, let me tell you my other secret.
Go ahead.
I order on Instacart all the time too to get the groceries delivered.
Right.
And it doesn't matter if I say I want it not fastest time. What is yours?
4.92.
I'm 5.0. I'm probably like a 5.5, actually.
Probably didn't tip enough.
Okay. But I noticed, like with Instacart, because I must have such a great rating, is that no matter what I order, whether it's like, you know, $20 worth or $200 worth of groceries, is that I will get my groceries like within 45 minutes or an hour. Even if it says, hi, we're having trouble, it's going to be 3 hours or 4 hours or something like that. Mm-mm.
So do you pre-tip?
Yes.
Yeah, so do I. I use the Fry's app. I don't go. I believe it's still Instacart, but it's just through the Fry's app.
How much do you tip?
$9.95.
Doesn't matter how much stuff?
Nope.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why I decided to go with that number. I don't know why I didn't do 10 or 9, but I tipped $9.95. Oh, because it's the delivery charge. I just matched the delivery charge. It's $9.95.
Wow, I tip a lot more than that.
How much do you tip?
It really depends.
Do you do it based on percentage?
Yes. Unless it's a lot of booze, which is a lot of the time.
So you lower it if it's booze?
Yeah, because, you know, a bottle of wine is like, you know, 40, 50 bucks.
What kind of wine are you drinking? It's not Boone's Farm.
I don't drink bad wine. Rumbauer. I like Rumbauer and ZD.
Okay, so, but I don't base it on percentage. I base it on the amount that the delivery charges. Yeah, that's it. I just tipped on $9.95.
Are the orders like correct? So do they go the extra mile? Do they say, oh, we're sorry, like this grapefruit juice isn't available, but this, and this is?
Well, I've turned off substitutions because the substitutions, what they think is a substitution, is beyond the pale sometimes. 2% milk was replaced with almond milk as a substitution. I don't even think that should be legal. So I've turned off the substitution. So if it's not there, I just don't get it. One time I wanted 4 chicken breasts. The substitution was 10 chicken legs. So in this person's math, 2 legs equals 1 breast.
Yeah, there are issues with that.
Yes, they get creative.
There are a lot of issues.
And it makes me wonder too, do they get paid on the amount of items that they select? Because I would think it's just a gig, right? You get X amount of dollars per time you do shopping for someone. It doesn't depend if it's 4 items or 54 items.
But if it's 10%, if you're giving them a tip, the more items they can get in that cart, the better off that they are.
$9.95. That's what I tip. And I'm not changing.
You should just try it once.
To see if I have a different result?
Yes.
All right, I will. And I'll report back.
I'm not paying the difference.
This is what I'm going to do. And you will, because I'll just charge you back to the company. I will go.
And he will, too. He needs to buy more shoes, more ugly shoes.
I'm going to do this. I'm going to do, because I've done $9.95. I'm going to go above. I'm going to do like a $18 tip. Double.
Okay.
I'm not rounding up to 20. I'll do an $18 tip. Then I'll go the other way, and I'll cut it to a $5 tip and see what the difference is in all three tip ranges.
Now, what's going to be in the cart? I mean, you should have something that's pretty hard to find, like 2% milk.
Exactly. I'm just going to do my normal weekly groceries, my normal order that I get every single week of the staples.
Okay. I would put in the cart only because I've been trying to find it at Safeway for the last two times I've gone in.
So you just want me to shop for you to get it?
No, yes. No, see if they can find Ezekiel bread.
Oh my gosh, Beth is addicted to that. She just bought two loaves of it.
Oh, it's fabulous.
She went to the store, she got two loaves of Ezekiel bread and one loaf of regular bread, and it was $25.
Yes.
What is with this bread?
It doesn't have flour in it.
So is it like healthier?
Yes, and it's all sprouted. It's all sprouts.
Okay.
So it's all fiber.
All right. I'll see if I can get you
good for your body.
Ezekiel,
you know,
bread.
Gives you that good BM.
It's frozen, right?
Yes. Which is kind of weird.
It's very weird. All right. I'll see if I can get you some Ezekiel bread. You're saying put it on there because that's a tough item to find and there is no substitution for it.
Correct.
I'll allow the substitutions to see if they're like, oh, here's Sara Lee.
Or King's Hawaiian bread. Close.
You almost got there.
All right, it's Kim Komando today. And wait, I shouldn't say it like that. I should say, hey, like, it's Kim Komando today, and we would so like you to like and share.
Oh my gosh, the viewers are just climbing.
I mean,
as
it's like
speak.
So amazing. And, you know, because that would be like a way for us to grow our audience.
You know, on TikTok, the TikTokers are very open about how much money they make and about how their videos perform. And they're very open about the algorithm. It's no different here. If
right.
you like the post, if you share the post, and you comment on the post, it helps.
Yes.
Because then Facebook or YouTube or wherever it is goes, oh, wow, people like this. Well, some computer goes, people like this 1010.55. And they start pushing it out to other people who've never seen the podcast before, and they get a chance to get on board.
So make sure that you like and share and comment.
Yes, all three.
Three things.
The Komando trifecta.
That's it. All right. So apparently that there is an entire Reddit about songs that people don't know where they came from.
Okay, that's cool.
It's like the story behind a song. And like everyone knows that it was the first shared by a user by Carl92. It appeared on YouTube. And so if somebody hears a song, they'll put it in this Reddit. And then everybody else tries to comment like on where this song has come from.
Well, with songs, you'd think it would be kind of easy to track them down because we got a lot of, like Shazam, you can Shazam something and find out where it's from.
Exactly.
If you can make out even three or four words, you can just search for the lyrics.
And you can hum a song in Google.
Yes.
I've tried it. I have such a bad voice. It didn't
work.
Adds
up. Definitely checks out. So the fact that Reddit can't figure out what a song is must be a puzzler.
Okay. So let's listen to this song. Okay, it's really bad quality.
Well, yeah, it definitely sounds like it's from the 80s.
Definitely from the 80s.
But it sounds like it's like from a VHS tape and it was happening in the background of whatever someone was filming.
Good call.
That's
good
what call. It sounds like to me.
Yeah, that was a good call. The entire internet cannot figure out where this song has come from.
Really?
Yes. Internet sleuths are on this search and they're saying like, you know, if somebody can figure it out, who's going to be the first one? And there's a lot of speculation. Some people think that it was a demo from Italy, a track from a Japanese car advertisement.
Okay.
There's a group also on Reddit called Lost Wave. And they've managed to hunt down a song that the internet called Try to Smile Again. Then there's another song identified as Bravely by Beat Boy.
So they still haven't figured this one out.
No.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Can we hear it again? Everyone knows it. Ulterior motives. That's what I heard. And everyone knows it, and I heard ulterior motives. That should be enough to track down the song.
Maybe I need to sing it.
Oh my gosh. Could you?
You know, I told the story about me auditioning for the Beach Boys.
You auditioned for the Beach Boys?
I told you this story.
I don't know this one.
At the Santa Barbara Yacht Club? I didn't tell you this?
Mm-mm.
Oh my, this just happened over the summer. Recently, that summer, past summer.
Why are you just tiptoeing around it and not telling us the story?
Okay, well, here's what happened.
Yeah.
I was at the Santa Barbara Yacht Club. I know that sounds so pretentious.
It's like how 80% of your stories start, but go ahead.
And we were all just sitting there and having a great time.
Sure,
just,
and you yelled over to Buffy to get the attention of the pool boy.
I'll have another Rosac, please. we were all just sitting in a circle. And this guy comes over to me and he's, and there's probably like, I got to set the scene. There are probably like 10 to 15 people and we're all just talking.
Men and women couples?
Yes, men, women couples.
Okay.
And this guy comes over to me and he says, you know, I just have to tell you that I think you have an amazing voice. And I don't know who this guy is.
Okay.
And I said, oh, no, I don't.
You should have been like, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
No, he listens to the show.
Oh, okay.
He said, I listened to the show. And he said, he described it. He said, it's like, it's soothing. It's like a melody. It feels like reassuring. He said, you just have these, and the tones, he said, the tones that are in your voice are just amazing.
Is this guy a music producer? I mean, he's going pretty deep.
Yes, he was.
Oh, he was.
And Barry looks and goes, yeah, but she can't sing. And the guy said, he said, you know what? I'm with the Beach Boys. He said, I am a Beach Boy.
He was a Beach Boy?
His name's Bruce Johnson.
Okay.
And he's been with the group since 1965. Still goes on tour. And so he explained who he was.
Right.
And my friend Joe, she's hitting me from behind, like, yeah, like, this is legit. I mean, this is who this guy is. And he says to me, you know, he said, would you sing a little bit for me?
So the guy who helped write Pet Sounds is asking you to sing in front of him.
Yes. Okay. And he's been a member playing of the Beach Boys, a singer of the Beach Boys, since 1965. He's still on tour.
Right.
And so now everybody's looking at me.
Are you going to sing? Now, here's a choice. Do you sing a song you're comfortable with, or do you go with a Beach Boy song, or do you stand up and run out of the building as fast as possible?
Well, you know, I'm very shy.
You're very.
Okay. And I said, I'm really honored to meet you. And you know, obviously I know who the Beach Boys are.
Sure.
And I said, but, you know, I really can't sing. And he said, sing just a few lines for me. He said, I'm not kidding you. He goes, I've been listening to you for so many years. And I always have thought to myself that if we could get her a producer, that I bet you that she could actually have a career as a singer. And I said, you know, Bruce, that's really kind of you, but I really don't see myself as a singer, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't really think I could do that. And he said, no, because I think you can. And I said, well, here's the thing. If I pass this audition, when you guys, the Beach Boys, are on tour again, can I just stop in and maybe go on stage and sing a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, yeah, sure. You know, sure. He said, okay, so sing. So now all these people are looking at me.
No pressure.
Okay. So I did that.
Yeah, as all great singers do.
And I said, good, 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 good vibrations. I'm talking about good, good, good.
It's not even a melody.
Good vibrations. Okay. So,
you apologize and walk away?
No. And so everybody starts laughing. Like they think I'm doing this on purpose.
Oh, yeah. Pulling a gag. And just a bit.
I said, and Bruce said, no, come on, do it again. And Barry's like, no, you don't understand. That's it. That was it. And I looked at him. I said, so what do you think?
And when do you go on tour with the Beach Boys?
And he said, he looked at me and he said, you can't sing.
You now have, from a professional, it's official. Can't sing.
How many people can say that they failed?
That's a great
an
story.
Audition with the Beach Boys.
At least you did, though. You went with the Beach Boys song, something he'd be familiar with.
Exactly. And yeah, it was really bad.
That's hilarious.
And so every time I see him at the club, I'm always like, hey, how you doing? good vibration.
You need to listen to Good Vibrations at least maybe one time so that you actually know the melody of the song when you sing it to him.
My thing was I probably should have picked like a Norah Jones song.
You think that would be more in your key?
Yes, like, come away with me, sail away with me.
Not the words.
Oh, come on, you're hurting me.
Very uncomfortable. No, you sound great. No, you don't.
All right, it's Kim Komando today. Don't forget to like, comment, and share.
Oh, you did that in more mature delivery. But yes, no matter how she says it, like, comment, and share on the post.
You're so vain. You probably think this show is about you.
This is going to be so many clips. I'm going to have them pull for replay on future shows.
Oh, man.
That was like the bluesy nightclub. Like you would be laying on a piano singing that version of You're So Vain.
See, I think I just picked the wrong song. Next time I see Bruce, I'm going to tell him. I want another shot.
I would go with the third one. The Vain, it's been your best attempt so
really?
Far. Not good, but still your best attempt so far. Sorry. I was doing, show prep this morning.
Yes.
And I go on and I have this news aggregator that I use, which I love. I use it for everything, not just tech, for all media. It has all different kinds of categories. And so I'm scrolling through. 1 hour ago, this story was posted. The headline, Biden orders crackdown on selling America's personal data abroad. So I read the story. They had to have an executive order where countries that are countries of concern.
Like Russia, China?
North Korea, correct. They're okay. Going to not allow over 48,000 companies in America that collect Americans' data to sell them in bulk to these countries. And I was like, well, that's a good thing. That's a good move on our behalf to keep our personal information away from the Russians, right?
Yes.
Six stories down. Posted 1 hour previous. U.S. government buying legally available consumer data on U.S. citizens. So basically that story is about the U.S. government is buying up all the data they can legally and giving it to law enforcement and Homeland Security about us Americans. So why is it bad for Russia to have all this information about us, but it's okay for the U.S. government and law enforcement to have all this information on us?
Maybe the Russians don't speak English.
Shouldn't it be bad in both ways?
Yes. But do you think really us signing some law that says don't sell this to China and Russia? So somebody in Russia is going to go, oh, I'm not going to buy that anymore. Okay. I'm going to go to Minneapolis to buy.
No, okay. You're right. But I mean, if they get caught, first of all, there's 48,000 companies collecting and selling data on U.S. citizens. That sounds a bit much. U.S. companies, that's just U.S. companies that are doing this. Now, in that description of those, would Apple be one of those? Would company that, you know...
Everybody.
They're all considered under that umbrella.
Yes, and you have like data brokers, you know, the people search sites. But you're right, anybody who has an app, and we have always read the terms and conditions of every app.
Yeah, I'd love to play Angry Birds, but I'm only on page 96 of the terms and conditions.
Exactly. So yeah, so there's, and if you think about it, I once interviewed a president of like, I don't know, the Direct Marketing Association a couple of years ago. And I will never forget this because I asked him, I said, you know, I once read that the average American has like 28,000 data points about them. And I always thought that was interesting, like that about me, some company's tracking 28,000 data points.
Right.
I mean, like, you know, what size shoes I wear and I like nice shoes and you like ugly shoes. And
can't sing. name drops all the time. All of these pieces of information about a certain person.
Corny transplant, you know.
But that would actually be something that they can market, right?
Right. And so I said, so, you know, 28,000 data points. I said, so is that true? And he said, absolutely not.
Oh, it's not.
I said, why? And he said, that number is infinite. Hmm? I said, infinite? He said, yes, because every time you go online, every time you move, there's another data point that gets added.
So that they can sell.
It just keeps going on and on and on and on and on.
Scary.
So I listened to a podcast from a monk recently.
Okay.
He called it the air fryer.
That's so bad. So dumb. Eat it. Just eat it.
But you laughed.
I'm laughing at the absurdity of the situation.
There's no segment.
At all. Goodbye.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.